Blackstone Audio presents The Management Myth, Why the Experts Keep Getting It Wrong, by Matthew Stewart. For K, S, and A. The Accidental Consultant. My entry into the field of management consulting was like one of those wrong turns that take you into a part of town you never knew existed. At the time, I was just finishing my doctoral dissertation on 19th-century German philosophy. My business experience consisted of a miserable summer at a fast-food restaurant, and my acquaintance with management theory was limited to a poster in the restaurant staff room celebrating the virtues of quality, service, cleanliness. I had no clear idea what management consulting was, except that it sounded like the kind of thing that people like me should be prevented from doing. I had no clue what I was getting into. The adventure began in a pub over a game of pool. The annual recruiting season had long since come and gone. I was losing badly to a pair of undergraduates who had recently received offers from a prestigious consulting firm. There was something very wrong in the giddy way they talked about their careers in corporate strategy, I thought. They were 22 years old or so. I was going on 26. What could they do for the corporations of the world that I couldn't do better? The truth is that I badly needed a job. My life savings had dipped into three-digit territory. The only occupation for which I was qualified was teaching academic philosophy, but on the basis of somewhat obscure philosophical objections, I had developed an aversion to the subject. To be fair,